Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk to you guys about the week that runs from March 23rd to the 30th, ending our month for us almost. So, there are some kind of powerful, I think, positive things going on in this week ahead. But I think it's going to be kind of simple because it's going to really be focused mostly in two areas. So I'm going to get right into it. The first theme in our week ahead is our new moon. So on Monday the 27th, at the very end of the day, and so you may really start to get this boost on Tuesday, you know. But anyways, Monday the 27th, we have a new moon in Aries, and it is at 7.30-something degrees. So if you have planets in the cardinal signs around that degree, you know, you're going to be impacted a little bit more than anybody else. But everybody is getting that big yearly fresh start on a personal level, on a physical level. It is the absolute best time if you're going to make a vision board, if you're going to try to, you know, write out. I don't care if you do it on the computer or you do it with paper and cut out things and images of things you'd like to attract into your life during the year ahead. Write it all up, you know, say a little prayer over it. It's all about fresh starts in this kind of spring equinox, new moon arena. And so the focus is on each one of us individually, and then it'll play out through certain themes, different themes for each person, but really about focusing in on your own needs, on what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, what it is you desire, and then being proactive in this week ahead to go after whatever this is. You know, you want to kind of be, you know, in there and doing it while you have this kind of boost from the cosmos behind it. So this starts again in the late evening on Monday the 27th, but there are going to be other energies playing out through the whole entire week in this particular energy field of Aries. So you're going to have more than just, you know, say Tuesday through Thursday of next week to really dive into it when we're looking at this week ahead. First of all, Mercury is going to be very active in this field. And Mercury, so, you know, when you guys are writing this stuff down or, you know, making a mental note of it, Mercury is about when we're going to be able to have those talks or meetings with people about what it is we're going for, or when we're going to hear the news coming back to us or the offer. It could be when we're going to sign the agreement or make the sale. It could be focused in on writing things up, you know, or making decisions about what's going on in these areas. And so Mercury being so active, Mercury's actually going to be very active on 4 days out of the next seven. You know, that definitely is going to help us, you know, ask for it, listen for it, talk about it, pitch it, you know. So one day is Thursday the 23rd, live if you guys are listening now. This is pushing everybody to kind of look at any changes that need to be made or any kind of big purging or evolving of situations by setting goals, by looking at where you are on the career front, by dealing with higher up type people if there are any in the scenario. Then on Friday the 24th, Mercury again will allow you to get in there and talk or hear the news or make the decisions. Friday the 24th is going to involve another key individual, so really good day to connect with the partners, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, or to really focus in on what you need to talk about or decide when it comes to the competition or the opponents in the scenario. And then on Sunday the 26th, Mercury comes and sits on the same degree with Uranus, that's probably the day you're going to be feeling antsy. And, you know, it's the wild card energy. It's like trying to get you out of any ruts you might have found yourself in. You think about this as a year-long, you know, cycle coming back around, and the potential to really launch with this new moon Monday night and in the 2 weeks that follow. Then any kind of Uranus energy on Sunday that precedes this is important, because it might be giving you that kind of genius idea, or it might be connecting you with your soul tribe, you know, with friends or associates or groups, or what you're doing online, or with charities, or, you know, any of that. And it just might be bringing out those original projects, you know, whatever. It's kind of shaking things up. If you hear news, or, you know, run into somebody and it's an unexpected thing, or it is a sudden change you weren't anticipating, or don't feel completely comfortable with, you know, take some time to consider what it is really meant to be showing you as far as what needs to be, you know, impacted in your new direction, because it is definitely part of the story. And then on Wednesday the 29th, Mercury is going to form a harmonic to Saturn. And by then, by Wednesday the 29th, you've got new moon momentum behind this. This is an incredibly positive alignment. So on Wednesday the 29th, the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions are in flow with what you're trying to pursue, cementing something one way or the other in some kind of positive way, involving anything legal, travel-oriented, or with people at a distance, with anything media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, you know, related, anything educational, anything with ceremonies, weddings, anything with religion or politics in the scenario. And again, Saturn just wants you to, you know, make a commitment or structure things so they support you, or get some kind of solid foundation under it, or, you know, in something that is needs to be wrapped up. Or deal with those higher-ups involved. So, yeah, Wednesday, good day with all this. Then we have Venus also active in this same area. Now, Venus is going to show up, coming to sit with the Sun on the same degree. It's perfecting Saturday, 25th, but you may get this Friday evening, the 24th. So I'm going to say both those days are potential for this, because you're in a build-up to this. Friday, Saturday, the 24th, 25th. And so these days are really good for just showing up and getting that kind of, you're kind of getting a preview, because you don't have the new moon in motion just yet, but it is allowing you to connect with either a woman from the past, or an income opportunity from the past, or a love interest from the past, or a beauty interest from the past, or it's allowing you to go back over something current and rethink it, release it, rework it. So definitely show up for that, you know, Friday, Saturday, definitely good days to get out and about, I think, especially. So that's pretty much all of the energy that's going to be at play in that new moon field that then gets kicked off late Monday evening, and then will be in flow through the next 2 weeks. So kind of plan accordingly with that. Then the other major theme that is going to be influencing us in this week ahead is the Jupiter-Pluto square. Now, back in at the end of November last year, 2016, we had the first Jupiter-Pluto square, and it was beginning this story that will end by the third Jupiter-Pluto square that happens August 4th of this year. And so we are at the midpoint on Thursday the 30th in this week ahead, March Thursday the 30th. Okay, so, you know, when we are looking at the length of this story from last November till this August, at this point during this week ahead, you should be turning a corner. You should be overcoming something. Or if you're not, if you're a procrastinator like Zoe, you have to kick yourself in the behind in this week ahead and figure out how to hustle up and get this stuff in motion. And, you know, when we're talking about these two in league with each other, Jupiter is in the sign of Libra doing this. And once this square is over in August, then this is not going to repeat again in our lifetime because, you know, Jupiter's going to move on. It's going to be 12 years before it comes back around. And by then, Pluto will be gone. So this is like a really big deal, what this is trying to get us to change or evolve when it comes to key relationships in our life. So this can be about, you know, okay, you've lived your life up to this point in romantic relationships. Now, how would you like to do it differently going forward for the rest of your life? Or you have approached or not approached business partnerships a certain way, and now how would you like to evolve that? Or how are you handling your clients and the way you deal with them one-on-one? Is there some way to evolve that story? What's going on with the specialists or experts and how they're impacting your life? What's going on with agents or attorneys or other representatives or competitors or opponents? So, you know, it's a really big deal. Jupiter is trying to open up the potential for us to find more happiness or more prosperity via what we do during this particular year of our life, trying to get us to you know, be more adventurous here, find some way to expand our horizons. It's trying to give us some protection in this area as well. And so I do think it's worth giving some thought as you're going into this week, as this is going to build and then perfect on Thursday the 30th at the second of three of these squares. And think about, you know, okay, here I am with these key individuals. I'm looking at the Jupiter theme. So once again, you know, this is the same conversation with Mercury that happens on Friday in a lot of ways. It's bringing up anything with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. And by it squaring Pluto, it is asking for you to change something involving an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, somebody higher up, or it's asking you to change something involving a big personal goal you have in this scenario, or to make changes involving the career and how you're dealing with these people. And if you're not the one, you know, not everybody gets to be the proactive person in life. Sometimes this is about having to react to situations that are coming at you. So, you know, hopefully you'll be in charge of this in some way and have a say in what's going on with all this and not just have to rebound and figure it all out. But either way, it is a time of change. It is a time of evolving this situation. Pluto is definitely a planet that will help you purge and get rid of things. It'll help you go deeper and gain more deeper intimacy in situations. It will help you have a more profound impact in the situation. It can help you in the financial side of what's going on in this with the goals, the career, these authority figures, and what you need to do with these one-on-one situations with partners and clients and specialists and representatives and competitors and opponents. And Pluto then also has a personal side. It may be about, you know, your sexual attractions or what's going on in your sex life with the partner. It may be about what's going on reproductively with the specialist or the partner. It may be about the divorce and the attorney or the partner. It may be about, you know, a mortality issue, somebody's passing, and how you're dealing with, you know, the financial side of that through experts or, you know, financial people. It could be about a triangle that's playing out, you and two other people, and how that's affecting goals or career or these authority figures. So I'm assuming most of you guys kind of know what this big story is that started at the end of last November. Really, again, you really need to push yourself. This is a square, so it is about pushing, challenging yourself a little bit more to get outside of your comfort level and make this happen while you have that protective, expansive Jupiter energy in this part of the sky. Because as I said, you know, when it does come back 12 years from now, Pluto will have moved on, and so it's important that you get it right at this point. So those are our themes. So when we start to look at how it plays out for every sign Aries, obviously this is a new moon in your sign. Fantastic, best time of the year, starting, you know, late Monday night into the rest of the week ahead and the next 2 weeks actually, to launch towards something that you want. You know, I mean, you can pretty much pick and choose, but if you focus on your physical fitness and health and body, if you focus on your image and your brand and your name and your title, and you really think about what your personal goals are and how you would like to move yourself forward, you can gain a lot of momentum during this time. Definitely mark Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Wednesday as the days when the news or the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decisions are going to be paramount about this. And that Friday, Saturday, the 24th and 5th are when you may have a chance to reconnect with, you know, something from the past or some ongoing thing that needs a little bit more effort, involving your income or love life or lovers or women or beauty themes in the mix. And just be proactive about going for this because it's just a really powerful time for Aries. And when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto square that we'll be building throughout the week, really important week to look at how you are treating your partners and your clients and your specialists and your agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents, and how well you feel with the, you know, the way they are coming at you and what it is you would like to see come out of this. So that when you get past August of this year, you're in a better position with these people. Look at any of the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes that you need to get real about. Like, how can you grow something there? How can you find more happiness or prosperity there? And then look at, you know, what's going on with your goals, your career, and any authority figures in the mix, and where you are with Pluto themes there, anything financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, life and death, third party control power scenarios playing out there, and expect to be dealing with that as you get towards the end of the week. And this should be a week where you turn a corner with this, so make every effort to do that. For Taurus, this new moon, definitely, you know, for everybody, it's about getting in there and really having some new fresh start on a personal level or a physical level. But for Taurus, this is playing out in your 12th house. So this might be giving you that opportunity to move forward starting Monday night into Tuesday and for the next 2 weeks to get your needs met, move into that next level when it comes to art or film or music or dance or poetry or painting, anything muse related. It may be about some kind of project you have in development behind the scenes. It may be that you can really take things to the next level in research or through investigations, digging into things. It may be a time where you can actually kickstart a new level of romance in your life via a romantic getaway or romantic connection with some kind of past life love as you go towards what you want in this time. Definitely can come through your spiritual practices, so prayer and meditation and yoga. Also could come through a healing time if you need some rest and recuperation, or you want to get into some kind of holistic healing, or you want to go to a hospital or a retreat. So any of this is favored moving forward. The days that are going to stand out, if you're going to need to think about it, talk about it, hear about it, make decisions, are Thursday the 23rd, Friday the 24th, Sunday the 26th, and Wednesday the 29th. By Wednesday the 29th, you should be cementing something there. And then Venus and the Sun are going to get together on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th, which can emphasize you showing up in one of those areas and reconnecting with love, income needs, beauty themes, or a woman or women. As you go about this, it's got that retrograde phase to it, so reclaiming something from the past or releasing it or reworking it in some way so that you're ready for this big push forward starting Monday night. And then when we come to this Jupiter-Pluto square for Taurus, you know, one-on-one scenarios with relationships, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors. But for Taurus, this is about your work And, you know, this particular year in your life being about finding how to deal with these people in a way that, you know, makes you happier or more prosperous in your work. It can be about your health. And same thing goes. It can be about animals. It can be about paperwork that you really need to get in there one-on-one with some people and deal with. It can be about coworkers and hired help and how that can expand your horizons here. And when you're dealing with the Pluto side of this Taurus, it is going to be about looking at any legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes in the mix. I think I said travel. I'm pretty sure I did. And, you know, with Pluto, how that any of those things are impacting financially. So maybe you need to get the legal financial side of things together, or maybe you can travel for financial interests or learn something new about this and educationally. Or there's something intimate, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality or third party playing out through these themes that you really need to tackle. So turning point is this week at peaking on Thursday the 30th. So look for these kind of one-on-one scenarios and ways to kind of turn that corner for yourself. For Gemini, this new moon, this Aries new moon, which is on this equinox, you know, push into spring and giving you this fresh start on a personal physical level, is playing out in the social field for you guys. And so Monday night into Tuesday, getting that big boost forward that will then continue for the next 2 weeks, allowing you guys to step into that next level or start some new things with friends, with groups, with associates, what you're doing online, with astrology, with charities, with any parties or events or gatherings. And then also really focusing on your personal aspirations and original ideas and inventions. And if the theme of freedom or being quirky is part of it, you know, then that can be part of this new fresh start that you're getting. So you want to be open and proactive about that. And when we're talking about Mercury being active in this week ahead, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Wednesday, those days can be great for hearing from these people or getting into talks or meetings or online, you know, pursuing the communications, making agreements or sales or writing or interviews or decisions, you know. And on Friday, Saturday, the 24th and 25th, Venus retrograde is there with the sun. So great days to get in there and show up and get physically active with these scenarios. And you may be running into past lovers or past income opportunities or women that were key in your life or beauty interest going, or you might be going back over those things to rework them in current scenarios, you know, via what you're doing online or with friends or associates, etc. So great days for that. And then when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto square for Gemini, you know, this is building throughout this week ahead and peaking on Thursday the 30th, and this is a turning point in this ongoing story that started last November and will end in August of this year. So really big week for Gemini when it comes to those key partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, with a focus on true love, creative efforts or interests, recreational pursuits, or children. And so you want to kind of look at where you are in that story. Is there anything you need to do Jupiter-wise there? Is there, you know, do you need to connect with these people over this and talk about a trip or the legal side of things or the educational pursuits or the wedding plans or the media or marketing or religious or political themes in the mix? And then squaring Pluto, Gemini, it's asking you to really challenge yourself here to make changes or evolve situations that are financial, not income, but all the other stuff, you know, the loans, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, you know, alimony, child support, what needs to kind of go through its turning point this week in the financial side of this. And then for some of you guys, it won't be financial. It'll be the personal side of the Pluto energy, which would mean then you're looking at sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenarios and what you need to do to evolve this so that you are finding this happiness in these other arenas. So there you go. For Cancer, this new moon, Monday night into Tuesday, the 27th into the 28th, you know, this is kickstarting your 2-week boost forward. And it is really asking Cancers to show up personally, physically, go for their needs and pushing themselves forward in some way on the career front or with a big personal goal that they're going for or with what they're doing with authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, whoever that higher up person might be. And so you do want to step up and you know, make your needs known and come out of your shell a little bit, crabs, and be proactive about it. And then we have Mercury days where there'll be talks or news or agreements or meetings or sales or writing or decisions about it. So Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, you know, these are the days where we're pushing a little bit more. And then by Wednesday, the 29th, where things are cementing and you can really, you know, deal with the paperwork or the hired help or the health or work side of things or organizing side of things in some solid way. And then the other planet that's going to be involved with this is Venus coming together with the Sun on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. And so that makes this weekend, Friday, Saturday, really good for looking at these goals or career needs or authority figures and focusing in on past love interests, income scenarios, women or beauty themes, and how you can show up in that. Redo things, release them, rekindle them. Also could just be current ongoing things and going back over them and getting them right, tweaking them in some way. So, you know, there you have it. And when we look at the Jupiter-Pluto square for Cancer, one of the cardinal signs like Aries, Libra, Capricorn, so you guys are getting this the most intense in your life. And so for Cancer, Jupiter has really been pushing you to go for something big, to expand your horizons, to find more happiness or prosperity or protection you need when it comes to your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, family, roommate scenarios, and, you know, keying in on the one-on-one individuals that can help you get there, whether it's your partner or the clients or the specialists or the agents or attorneys or dealing with the opponents or competitors there, and tackling the Jupiter themes. You know, what do you need to do to open that up and make it bigger or to deal with the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political needs in the mix? And so when we look at how this is intertwined with the square to Pluto, you know, Cancer, it's in that relationship zone. So again, it harkens right back to these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, opponents, competitors, and dealing with Pluto themes with them, the financial side of things, or the sex life, or the reproductive needs, or a mortality issue, or divorce, or third-party scenarios playing out that are a big deal. So, you know, expect that this to be building in this week ahead and that you should see that you are turning a corner finally here on Thursday the 30th with this. And then know that by August the 4th, you'll have your last one and then you'll be moving on from this. All right, for Leo, new moon energy on Monday night, really big, important new moon for everybody because it's asking you to step up, get more personally, physically involved, make it about your needs, biggest boost forward of the year, focused for Leo in the ninth house. And so really showing up for what you want to do in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or showing up in any legal scenarios that you need to pursue, or showing up for the wedding, you know, that would definitely be a fresh start with your identity, right? Or showing up for travel or with people at a distance, import, export, foreign interest, showing up in educational realms, whether that's learning or teaching, showing up in religious or political arenas as well to boost yourself forward. So you can pick one of those, maybe a couple of them are speaking to you. Definitely, you know, starting late on Monday evening, it'd be after probably 11 p.m. Eastern time, and then into Tuesday the 28th, you can start to be proactive about moving your agenda forward in these areas. You want to show up in the classroom or buy the ticket to get on the plane or whatever one of those things calls to you. Time to go for this. In this week ahead, Mercury will be active. So these are days you can talk to people about these things or hear about it or make decisions or sign agreements or deal with the sales or the writing, you know, et cetera, Mercury themes. So Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, the 23rd, 4th, and 6th, this will be pushing, you know, we're in that kind of T-square with all this stuff, so pushes to get that information or choice out there. And then by Wednesday the 29th, harmonic, cementing something, which should bring in a little bit of potential for something solid here in the love life with the lover, the children, the creative efforts, or something recreational in the mix. Venus and the Sun will also be active here on Friday, Saturday, the 24th and 5th. Venus bringing that past lover or income opportunity, woman or beauty theme, or allowing you to go back in current situations and rework something, release it, rekindle it. So show up for that, right? And then when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto square for Leo, Jupiter has been trying to, you know, open up your world via these partners and clients and specialist agents, attorneys, dealing with opponents and competitors through your third house since last November. So in this week ahead, you'll be turning that corner with that. And the third house means that this is through the way you're thinking, the way you're communicating, your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, the offers coming in, the decisions you're making. And then also for some Leos out there, this can be focusing on with these key people when it, on things involving your brothers or sisters or neighbors, or it could be involving transportation, your vehicles or your electronics. It could also be that you're working things through here one-on-one with these key people over local community neighborhood activities or short trips that you're involved in some way. So there's quite a bit there for you guys that you'll be kind of turning the corner with. You might be getting that news or offer or decision made in this week ahead, or really pushing to get the meeting in there, whatever. And all of this is dealing with Pluto. So for Leo, this means that something involving the work you're doing, the coworkers, the hired help, or the paperwork, something involving the organizing or the cleaning, something involving a health need or interest or pursuit, or something involving the animals. And Pluto is involved in all this, so the financial side of that or the sexual intimate side of where you're going with the work you're doing or the, you know, coworker, I don't know, or the divorce scenario, maybe the paperwork with that, or the mortality issue and the paperwork with that, or hired help with that, or third-party situations playing out. So definitely speak up in this week ahead. For Virgo, this new moon is in your power part of the sky, really important for Virgo because it's giving you this big push forward, helping you step into a new chapter, helping you really take things to a new level in current situations on a physical or personal level, really, you know, making it about your needs being met. And you're going to be able to do this through Eighth House Matters. So when you step up and get involved in pushing things forward with any big financial needs, your loans or your debt or your inheritance or taxes or insurance or investments or, you know, alimony, commissions, whatever that might be. Also, Virgo, personal side of this is the power side. So if there's something physically, personally you need to or you want to, you know, pursue and take to that next level in your sex life, with any reproductive things going on in the body, with any life and death scenarios playing out and getting that physical momentum into that next chapter that can lead you into something new, with divorce, maybe about your identity with that scenario, or involving third-party power situations playing out, you and two other people, and how you can move your needs forward and evolve the situation and purge things, you know, out of the system, out of the body, out of the, you know, away from the brand or the image as well, if you need to do that. And so really important to be proactive about this. It starts late on Monday night, the 27th, and then you'll have 2 whole weeks going forward. Now, leading up to this, you're going to have a lot of activity, and then a little bit after this too, some of it with Mercury, so you'll be able to get into talks or have meetings or agreements or make decisions, hear offers and decisions coming at you about those themes. So Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, and 26th, you know, you're really pushing this forward, or you're challenging yourself, or you're overcoming obstacles with this. And then by Wednesday, the 29th, you're cementing something long-term here that should help you, you know, feel you're on more solid ground with whatever you're evolving or changing and moving yourself forward with. And then Venus retrograde, getting together with the Sun on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 5th, really good for going back into the past and connecting with past love interest or women or beauty themes or income potential and reworking that, or going back over current scenarios and rethinking or reworking that. Again, focused in those areas of the big financial picture, the sex life, reproductive life, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party scenarios. Then when it comes to Jupiter-Pluto, and this square that's been going on since last November, this week ahead is your turning point, Virgo. And, you know, we start with Jupiter. Jupiter has been trying to bring you the protection you need or help you expand your horizons, find more happiness or prosperity via one-on-one scenarios with clients and specialists and experts and partners and agents and attorneys, or dealing with opponents or competitors. And for Virgo, it's been focused on, you know, really honing in on what you value, honing in on what you need to build up, honing in on your possessions or purchases or product or income in the situation, and asking you to look at, you know, where you need to be with Jupiter here. Do you need to deal with the legal side of this, or travel or distance or educational or media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious, political themes in the mix? And so as you're doing that, as you're reaching this turning point in this week ahead with these people over these themes, you'll be dealing with the square to Pluto, which is going to push to evolve a scenario with your love life or lovers, with anything creative you're involved with recreation, having fun, or with children, and looking at Pluto themes in that, you know, again, sex, reproduction, divorce, mortality, third parties, or big shared financial interest in the mix. So quite a bit there. You are turning that corner by Thursday the 30th, and then you will be moving to the last square on August 4th. All right, for Libra, again, a cardinal sign here, so a really big, powerful new moon for you guys, direct hit on one of the angles in your chart. Definitely about new opportunities opening up, or the ability now to take what you're doing into the next level on a personal or physical level, you know, where your needs are concerned, or your brand or image, etc. And for Libra, it's playing out in the relationship zone, so it is all about this fresh start or next level, going for what you want with partners in business or romance, with clients, with specialists, with agents, with attorneys, with advocates, with opponents, with competitors, you know, whoever you need to go after or further your interests with, you know, these 2 weeks can really help you gather momentum. Now, leading up to this, Mercury's active, so you'll hear from people, or you'll be meeting and talking and writing and into agreements and sales and offers and decisions. We get the push with the T-square here Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. You'll have that open communication or Mercury flow for meetings or talks or decisions with it. And then by Wednesday the 29th, it moves into this harmonic, which can help you solidify something with them or about them. And by now you have new moon energy here, and it should bring around something solid with the agreement, the sale, the writing, the talk, the meeting, the offer, the decision, the interview, et cetera, something, you know, in that third house. So, you know, work that. And then Venus and the Sun are also going to be active in this area on Friday, Saturday, the 24th and 5th. So those days, when it comes to these clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and other representatives and competitors, et cetera, you can go back now over some love interest or income opportunity or a woman from the past or beauty interest from the past and get a do-over there, you know, rekindle something. something or release it or rework it. You could be in a current scenario and just going back over something with somebody in one of those areas. So, yeah, definitely get out and about Friday, Saturday. And then when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto square for Libra, again, you know, cardinal signs, very intense with all of this. Jupiter has been really trying, you know, in your sign to open you up to the potential of growth over the whole next 12 years by pushing you to go for more in this particular year, by getting in there personally, physically, one-on-one with these key players and over Jupiter themes, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything educational, anything involving travel or foreign interests or import-export or people at a distance, anything legal, anything ceremonial, wedding, religious or political in the mix. And so as you go into this square in this week ahead and you overcome, you know, turn the corner with this second of three squares, it is going to be asking you to really look at where you are and what you need when it comes to what's going on in the home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, or your own security needs. And the focus here is on Pluto. So the financial side of that, or the shared third party situation going on, or sexual intimacy, reproductive needs, divorce, mortality issues, empowerment in that scenario. So meet it, turn your corner, and on you go with that new moon energy. For Scorpio, new moon energy starting Monday night the 27th, taking you into this new territory for the next 2 weeks. Really powerful for Scorpio to show up personally, physically, get in there, you know, make your needs, your image, your brand front and center. Go for what you want when it comes to your work, when it comes to what you're doing with hired help or coworkers, if they can help advance that, when it comes to paperwork you're signing or promoting or pitching, when it comes to your health, definitely physical, vital, great time to start new, you know, workout, fitness, diet, regimes, health scenarios, you know, get in there and go for it starting Monday night, Tuesday, and into those 2 weeks. Anything with animals, anything with cleaning, organizing, physically pursuing your needs forward with new things or next level things in any of these areas. Now, Mercury will be active Thursday, Friday, Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, and 26th. Kind of pushing the T-square, trying to, you know, push the talks or ideas or writing or agreements or sales or decisions, you know, any of that communication stuff. By Wednesday the 29th, you'll have new moon energy behind it. You'll be able to move that work, health, paperwork, coworker, hired help, animal, organizing scenario forward. By now it's cementing solidly with something involving your income potential or what's going on with your possessions or product or purchases. Venus and the Sun are going to be active as well in this arena of work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, cleaning on Friday, Saturday, the 24th, 25th. So at that point, a woman from the past, love interest from the past, income situations from the past, beauty themes playing out from the past, or going back with current scenarios to rework something, you know, and tweak it, get it right, fix it, will be front and center playing out through those kind of scenarios. So, you know, you might be out with a coworker and run into an old lover, or you might be, you know, at the gym doing something for your health and, you know, be approached with an income opportunity. I don't know, but that's how that's going to play out. So there you have it. And then when we come to this Jupiter-Pluto square, you know, Jupiter has been really working for the Scorpios since last November to push you guys to look for more growth or to, you know, more happiness, more prosperity, or ways to protect you via these clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and partners, or dealing with opponents or competitors, playing out for Scorpio in the 12th house. So a big time frame for you guys to be facing karmic situations with people, maybe some new karmic people moving into your life from past life showing up, or some exiting, or how you're dealing with karmic balance in your life, asking you to focus with these people when it comes to the romantic needs, interests, when it comes to artistic pursuits, when it comes to your spiritual practices, when it comes to any healing or dealing with addictions or hospital needs or other institutional needs, when it comes to research, investigations, behind the scenes scenarios playing out. I think that's everything. Yeah. So, you know, as you're looking at this week building up to this with Jupiter, you want to ask yourself, do I need to tackle any of these Jupiter themes, the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes in the mix? And then how is all this going to work out with Pluto? So Pluto for Scorpio is about a big, you know, important talk or idea, a meeting, an agreement, a sale, the writing, the interview, the audition, the offer, the decision that is, you know, kind of turning a point, a corner in this week ahead. And that is based on Pluto themes. So what's going on financially, sexually, reproductively with divorce, third party scenarios or mortality issues. And so, you know, yeah, it's a lot. But there you have it. Look to turn a corner by Thursday the 30th. For Sagittarius, this new moon energy that really kicks in Monday night the 27th and into Tuesday, and then you'll have 2 weeks pushing your, you know, boost from the cosmos. You don't have to push. This is going to, I mean, you should be proactive, but this is going to give you that momentum to really get things going, some of the best couple weeks of the year. For Sagittarius to further their own personal needs or physical actions with lovers or in the pursuit of love, with children or for children, with creative projects or creative talents and interests, or anything recreational. So Sag really has kind of a fun thing going here, and definitely you want to get in there and go and make your needs known and show up physically and go for what you want to go for there. Mercury will be active Thursday, Friday, Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, and 26th about these things, so you might hear from a lover or something about the kids or the creative projects or the recreation, or you might be making decisions or in talks with people, meetings, looking at the agreements or sales or writing or interviews or decisions about it. These days you're pushing here a little bit for something big. And by Wednesday the 29th, you get this harmonic that is into your sign, Sagittarius, so really cementing something solid for you with new moon momentum behind it at this point. So definitely Wednesday the 29th, a day to meet or talk or hear or decide, you know, when it comes to lovers, kids, creative interests, and recreation. Venus retrograde and the sun will be showing up over these themes on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 5th. So you do want to get out there with the kids or lovers or creative projects or recreational pursuits. You could be running into old love interests or old income opportunities there, or women from the past, or beauty themes from the past coming back around. Or you could be going back, you know, over something you're currently involved in and rekindling something or reworking it in some way. So yeah, Friday, Saturday on that. And then when we get into this Jupiter-Pluto square for Sagittarius, you guys have been in this as everybody since the end of November last year. Big, important year in the life going all the way up through August of this year. But this week ahead, turning point, big deal by Thursday the 30th. For Sag, really kind of how you can find more happiness, more prosperity, more protection, more growth via these clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, partners, dealing with competitors or opponents. And for Sag, really playing out in the social sphere. So you might be doing big things with those people involving gatherings and events and parties, or with friends or associates, or in group activities, or online with astrology, with charities, with social networking. Also, Sag, it could be about something big going on here with an aspiration of yours or something original you're working on. So key in on these people and look at those Jupiter themes in the mix: legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political needs. And then as you do that, you're going to be dealing with this squaring Pluto. So for Sag, you know, this turns the corner with Pluto involving your income or a gift or purchase or possession or product in the mix. and how Pluto is affecting that. Are there changes to be made there? Is there something to purge or evolve? Is there something going on with the bigger financial picture, you know, topics around it, the loans, the commissions, the investments, the taxes, the insurance, etc.? Or is there something sexual or reproductive or divorce-oriented or mortality side of things or third-party scenarios playing out with that income, possessions, purchases, products in the mix? So you turn the corner by Thursday. I know this is just such a mouthful for everybody, but it is a very important aspect. And again, this will be then wrapping up by August 4th. Okay, Capricorn. New moon energy for Capricorns. Again, we're at the last of the cardinal signs. You guys are getting this. Is a very important week for you guys. This new moon Monday night, the 27th, and then, you know, as you wake on Tuesday, you'll be full momentum into it. You'll have two whole weeks. It's going to give you a big cosmic boost forward, help you take things, you know, to the next level or start new things that are good for you, that are about you and your needs, your physical showing up and getting involved about it, or, you know, something about your title or name or brand or image in the mix. And it's going to be focused for Capricorn on what you can now do with your home or with the real estate deals, with moves or renovations, with family, with parents, with roommates, or with your security needs in life, and really being proactive about where you want to take this, where what the next level is going to be. Now, Mercury will get you into talks or have you looking at agreements and sales and writing and meetings and interviews and decisions about these themes Thursday, Friday, Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, 26th, as you build up to this. And this is kind of like, you know, pushing for more there, or, you know, pushing to get over something there. And then by Wednesday, the 29th, it cements into something very solid for you. And at that point, you have that new moon energy behind it. So you can be really getting in there behind the scenes and securing something that's supportive in some way here with this topic. And then Venus and the Sun are going to also be active with your home or real estate or moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. So Capricorn, this may be an old love interest playing out in the home, or, you know, going back and reconnecting with a love with your family or roommate, you know. Could be about going back over past income opportunities, coming back around, or hammering out a current one by tweaking it in some way associated with family, business, or real estate deals or moves, etc. Could be about women from the past and connecting with them over the weekend, or beauty interests. You know, maybe you're going back and, you know, redecorating the house, or you know, buying something beautiful for your parent or roommate, you know. So whatever, this is showing up on Friday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, and definitely looks like, you know, kind of a fresh boost there with that old stuff as well. And so that's pretty much your momentum with that. And then when we come to the Jupiter-Pluto square again, Capricorn, as a cardinal sign, a really big deal for you in this particular year, really asking you to look at your key relationships in life, these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and, you know, where you are with your life goals. You know, what do you need to do to find more happiness or prosperity, or how can you protect yourself via these people to reach these goals? Also, where are you with your career, and how can these people impact that, and where do you want to take that? And then also, where are you with specific authority figures in your life, whether that's your boss, your parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, you know, somebody in a higher up position, and how are you dealing one-on-one with people about those people, you know? And so in any of that, with your goals, career, your authority figures, and these one-on-one scenarios with people, you want to look at your Jupiter themes. Do you need to deal with the legal, travel, person at a distance, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix. Remember, Jupiter wants good things here, wants growth, but is pushing to overcome obstacles or to challenge yourself to evolve a situation, to purge certain things that may have held you back up to this point in your life, and to allow you to kind of make changes that are necessary. And that brings us to the Pluto side of this, which is in your sign Capricorn. So there is definitely a big evolution going on for our Capricorns out there. There's certain parts of your identity or your personality or your physical self or your name or title or brand or image that is going through this deep, powerful change during this life. And it may be happening through sexual intimacy with somebody. It may be happening through going through a divorce. It may be happening through going deeper into the physical side of what's going on in your body or your own needs. It may be about the financial side of your life and how you're dealing with that to empower yourself. It may be about reproductive situations going on physically for you. Could be about dealing with your feelings about your own mortality. Or it could be about, you know, how you interact when you find yourself in third-party triangle manipulative power or control scenarios and how you're trying to find a way to reach your own power in your life and maybe not deal with certain aspects of that. So look at your goals, look at your career, look at these authority figures, look at these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, look at what you're doing, and then look at your Jupiter and Pluto themes. This week ahead, you turn a corner. You have your second of the three in the story that peaks by Thursday the 30th, and then you'll be moving into the last bit of the story by August 4th. For Aquarius, new moon energy starting Monday night, the 27th, and going into Tuesday, and then that really will launch you forward for the next 2 weeks. You really want to be proactive. You really want to show up. You want to make it about you. You want to make it about your needs, your body, your image, your brand, your title, whatever it is that you are going for, playing out through your third house. So it is about fresh new starts through talks and ideas and what you're pitching and signing and selling, your agreements, your meetings, your short trips and local activities, the news and offers coming in, any interviews or auditions you want to go on, you know, making big choices and communicating about all of this stuff. And then also, Aquarius, you could be getting some fresh starts here based on your needs involving your local activities or short trips or a move or your vehicles or electronics or what's going on with brothers or sisters or neighbors. So if you need to show up and pursue any of that in the next 2 weeks, you want to start Monday night into Tuesday and then be proactive over that time frame. Now, Mercury will open up these communications and push you to start to think about it or talk about it or hear about it Thursday the 23rd, Friday the 24th, and Sunday the 26th. And then by Wednesday the 29th, new moon energy will be behind it, so that fresh, you know, next thing is there, and it is going to help you cement something involving your aspirations or original ideas, or involving friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or social networking in the mix. So, you know, be proactive about that. Then Venus retrograde and the Sun are coming together over all of this stuff on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 5th. So you may hear from or run into or make decisions about past lovers or past income opportunities or women from the past or beauty interests from the past. Or you could be in a current scenario and going back to some place or some topic from the past and reworking it, whether you're letting go of something or rekindling it or, you know, fixing it in some way, right? So there you have that. And then when we look at the Jupiter-Pluto square, this is the second out of three, so it is the turning point week up ahead. We're going to be building to it all week. It's going to peak on Thursday the 30th. And so for Aquarius, Jupiter is really such an important year for you guys when it comes to your partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and dealing with competitors or opponents. But for Aquarius, asking you to do that with a focus on the ninth house, which is also Jupiter's theme. So really very straightforward for Aquarius. You want to focus in on these people and look for ways that you can either be protected or find growth and expand your horizons or find more happiness or prosperity through legal needs, travel plans, or with people at a distance, through educational pursuits, through anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through weddings, through religion, or politics. And so as you kind of build to this in this week ahead and turn your corner, you're going to be dealing with this squaring Pluto. So the Pluto side of this is that there is some kind of karmic rebalancing going on here, past life union kind of stuff, or there is something involving healing or dealing with addictions or hospitals or other institutions, or there's something about a romantic getaway or karmic clandestine romance. Or there is something involving your spiritual practices or magical interests or psychic abilities. Or there's something about the arts, you know, so it could be playing out through, you know, something in film or art, painting, music, poetry, dance, sculpture, something in that arena. Also could be something in research or development or investigations, that behind the scene kind of situation. So in any of those, you know, whether it's artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, research, development, Pluto is the key. So looking at the financial side of that, or the sexual side of that, or the third party triangle side of that, or the reproductive needs, the divorce, or the mortality issues at play, and what you want to do to evolve and turn the corner in this week ahead. All right, for Pisces. Pisces, this new moon that kicks in late Monday evening, the 27th, and will boost you, you know, out the door Tuesday, the 28th, and into the next 2 weeks after that, is all about giving you that big, fresh start, something brand new opening up for you, or taking whatever you're doing into that next level, finally being able to get that momentum. So you want to focus on you, your needs, your body showing up, you know, your brand or title or image involved, with a focus on the second house. So this is about, you know, you getting in there and pursuing your needs when it comes to making money, or when it comes to your possessions and what you're doing with all your stuff, or when it comes to gift giving or purchases that you're making, or your product, or when it comes to, you know, on the cerebral side of this, things that you value, whether you need to look at getting a fresh start for yourself in being valued or aligning your values in some new way, you know, some new direction, or if it has something to do with something you want to build in your life, something solid grounding beneath your feet kind of thing. So think about that. Be proactive about that. You'll have personal planets really helping you get into that. Now, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, and 26th, you're going to be able to hear from people or have those talks or meetings or look at agreements or sales or writing or interviews or decisions coming in. And those days are part of a T-square, so there's a lot of pushing and you don't have the new momentum yet, but you're in there, you know, communicating, making choices, hearing about these income and possessions and purchases and products, etc. Then by Wednesday the 29th, Mercury will again be proactive there to get the communications going or the choices with these themes. But now you have that new moon momentum, and now this solidifies with Saturn helping you, you know, cement something on the career front or with a higher up authority figure in the mix, a boss, a parent, a judge, a teacher, a director, somebody like that, or helping you when it comes to the personal goal that you have with these possessions or products or purchases or income scenarios. So Wednesday, definitely a really positive, solid day with that. Now, Venus retrogrades getting together with the Sun over these same topics of income and purchases and product and possessions and what you're building and what you value on Friday and Saturday. So those days are really good for running back into past lovers or income opportunities or beauty interests or women that can then play out through these themes for you. Or they're really good days for going back and tweaking something current that you're involved in. If you need to let go of something or rekindle something or just fix it, you know. So that's how that's playing out. And then when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto square, this ongoing story that started back in November, and that is not going to be done until August of this year. This week ahead, we are at that turning point, the second one of the squares of the story. It peaks on Thursday the 30th, so that's the climax, but you can be experiencing it throughout the week as it builds. Jupiter has been asking Pisces to really look at what could make them happy, what can make them more prosperous, how they could find the protection or growth experience via partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, dealing with competitors or opponents, but asking Pisces to go into the very deepest, most intense part of the chart to do so. So as you go into this week ahead, you'll be dealing with these themes with these people, you know, whether this is about some big financial topic, you need to get in there with these one-on-one scenarios over the loan or debt or inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, partners, money, whatever that might be. Or it's asking you to go very deep into your intimate needs, sex life, reproductive scenarios, anything involving divorce or life and death situations or triangles or jealousy or obsession or controlling needs or power situations or manipulations, and to really turn a corner when it comes to this person with any of these themes. Now, Jupiter topics apply. So do you need to look at, besides growth and happiness and prosperity, do you need to look at, is there anything legal that needs to be done here? Is there any travel, educational, people at a distance, media, marketing, wedding topics, religious or political themes in the mix to deal with this person when it comes to these deeper, more powerful topics? So in all of that, you are seeing this squaring Pluto, which means Pisces, you have to then again go deeper and look at how you're evolving things when it comes to your aspirations, how you feel about your freedom, how you feel about your uniqueness or your original projects or ideas or inventions, and where you are when it comes to your soul tribe, your friends, your associates, your group activities, what you're doing online or with charities or astrology or social networking. And, you know, all of this creates one big story somehow for you, which I'm sure you figured out as I talked about it. And so this week ahead, you know, this helps you push that just a little bit further, helps you figure out yourself a little bit more and evolve the scenario and turn that corner so that you really are coming out of this strong by August 4th. All right, guys, so that's everything for everybody. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me on Facebook, God willing, at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week, same time. I hope it is a powerful, wonderful new moon. Don't forget to do your vision boards, or at the very least, sit down and write a very determined list of how you would like to launch into this year ahead with things you can do personally, physically, things that are good for you, and then be proactive in the days and weeks and months ahead about going for it. And that's it. That's all I got for you. Have a good one, you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.